This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is Dukes and Bell. Couple of technical difficulties over at Twin Peaks. So we are back in the studio. So if you're going to come by and see us, save the date. We'll be back. Right now, Mike, let's say good afternoon to our man, Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl NFL champion. And B-Mac, of course, did that with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Guys, he's been the talk of this week. And B, you did an excellent job. Let's give you some props right now. Visiting with our quarterback and Michael Penix. Let's talk about this because there's so much Mike and I were curious about in this interview process where you had a chance to just kind of chop it up with him. And Mike said it, the best part was that you guys were at Waffle House. Let's start first. What are your impressions just being around him? Forget about the questions. We'll get into some of that. Just being around the dude, what did you think?
Man, Mike is a great guy, man. A great guy. If you don't have a dog in the race in terms of what team you root for or cheer for as individual players, if you're in his presence, you root for him. You know what I mean? The humility that stands in front of him is felt. He's a good dude. And I love being around good dudes. The same can be said for you guys. You just want to be around good, genuine, authentic people, nice people, man. And he is the definition of that. You know what I mean? With him being in this position, being a former top 10 pick, of course, QB1 for a organization here in Atlanta, he doesn't carry himself as that. He acts like he's a normal individual, individual that's not one of the best players and best quarterbacks in his class. He doesn't act like a player who is a starter. He's just a good dude, man, and I really appreciate him spending time with me and just how authentic he is.
Yeah, I mean, it's legitimate. I mean, we've talked about other guys in the league, and not to name names, Russell Wilson. Sometimes you try to take that mantle of leadership, Bryant, but I mean, he was a captain at Washington because he's got that sort of quiet confidence, but he just gets the job done. By the way, we love when you were breaking down what we thought was the play that shows he belongs in the NFL, and that was the touchdown throw to Pitts in the red zone against the Commanders. Talk about that because that was some great audio.
And you know, the same thing how you guys felt. I feel like that was the best play that I watched personally from Penix during that four-game stretch when he was starting. Because, you know, that was a highly anticipated game with him being the starter, his relationship with the quarterback for Washington and Jaden Daniels, and the back-and-forth affair. And that was a crucial clutch-type moment, you know, for Michael. He actually turned into Jalen Brunson in that play and made it. And just his ability, and I wanted to ask him about the above the game, above the shoulder part, being able to dissect and know exactly where he's going through football before the play is actually in movement. And he broke it down nicely, and just his ability, as I stated during that interview, just manipulating the backer, making the backer move. That is a veteran strategy for a veteran quarterback, manipulating the backer with your eyes, knowing exactly where you're going to go with the football, and of course, trusting your pass catcher to have a rhythm in place for him to be exactly where he needs to be, because that was a time and throw. He didn't throw to Kyle Pitts. he threw to an area that he knew Kyle Pitts was going. And that was great. And like you said, that was one of the best throws. I mean, he made some big-time throws in that game against Carolina in the Dome. Right. But that throw for me, because of the situation, was unbelievable.
B, I saw you tried to put him on the spot. We played that soundbite yesterday where you were like, so would we have been a playoff team if you started? Look, I thought he gave the politically correct answer, but as Mike and I said, you know, wouldn't it have been something if he was like, yeah, they should have put me in earlier? But that's right. Not his nature, right? That's not who he is. But I thought it was a great question to kind of pose to him, because we've all wondered, all right, do you think you would have made a difference? And by the way, we're not talking about the entire season. We're talking about once Cousins started to suck.
Yeah, and you know, before I asked that question, guys, I already knew the answer I was going to get from Mike, because I know who he is, right? So that was predictable. I knew exactly what he was going to say, which he's a respectful, humble individual. But I wanted to ask that question because I hear people talking in the streets. You know, I talk to you guys all the time. I hear what you guys are saying. And there are a lot of fans that felt like, man, if we would have made that move maybe 2 weeks prior, who knows what the team would have looked like at the end in terms of playoff aspirations. So I wanted to ask a question that fans have talked about in barbershops, in salons, in restaurants, at bars. Man, if they would have did X, Y, and Z. Because to your point, Kirk Cousins wasn't playing at his best, and now we found out after the fact he wasn't even healthy. Think about that.
Right.
Wasn't healthy. So for a guy like Michael Penix, when he became the starter, all the marbles at that time were in the middle of the table because of the bad stretch the team was currently in the midst of. So he walked into a very, very pressure situation where the kitchen was already hot, and they didn't have no stove fans available to kind of circulate some air in there, and he had to stand up in that kitchen and cook, and he tried to. But because of the timing of the season where they were, you had no room for error, and the error surfaced. So I felt like, me personally, the same thing could be said for you guys. If they would have made that move a little earlier, who knows how much more acclimated Penix would have been to the offense, which would have resonated points, of course, which would resonate wins.
It's Brian McFadden, guys. BMAC, you can check it. We all put the link up at Put 'Em Up. See Duke to Mike Bell, ATL, to catch his conversation with Michael Penix Jr. And now that everything's done, the dust is settled. I know we've asked you a million times about Kirk Cousins. Did you, off the record? I mean. Great question, Michael. Off the record. I mean, he's prepared to handle all the controversy if Kirk Cousins is still here, right, in August?
No question, man. I think the unique thing about Penix, even though he's a rookie, he's highly mature. The maturation process that he's been dealing with throughout his collegiate career has been well documented. You know, being around college ball for such a long time, having the microphone in his face for such a long time, I think he's ready to handle that. But honestly, guys, I don't think there will be a lot in terms of Kirk Cousins' questions with Penix, because I think it's safe to say everyone who's involved in the Falcon organization, everyone who is involved in the NFL world, the landscape, they already know who the main man is. There's no quarterback competition. The only thing that I think, me personally, would allow Kirk Cousins to be more in the forefront if injury was to happen to Michael Penix. But when you draft a guy top 10, and when you make him the starter in the end of his rookie year, you're basically telling all of us, we're not turning him away. He's our guy. And I think Penix understands that, but he also welcomes the competitive atmosphere. But he understands this is his job to lose. As long as he stays healthy and stay the course, he'll be fine.
BMAC, what did you learn in this interview that you didn't think you knew about this young man?
Well, you know, Michael Penix is a Florida guy just like I am. I did not know Michael Penix, once upon a time, when he was a young lad in Tampa, had 16 goals in his mouth. In
what? Dreadlock. Really?
Yes. He said he had 8 to the top, 8 to the bottom. Of course, they were pullouts, but they were real goal, 100% goal, 14K. And he showed me a picture in his phone when he was at Indiana at that time with the wigs, the dreadlocks in his head, and a mouthful of gold teeth. And I said, Penix, if I didn't know any better, I thought you were playing safety or backer, because you did not look like a quarterback. But that's the thing I love about Penix, man. He's the ultimate professional, but he also has a little edginess to him. You know what I mean? I love quarterbacks that got a little fire in the belly. But you don't hear the fire. You see it. You feel it. And that's the unique thing about his ability to be able to adjust and show different personalities when need be. And that also gravitates the locker room towards him, because now you know he's one of the guys.
Right. Brian McFadden.
And also, too, the last thing, He's super cheap.
He's frugal. He's frugal?
Thrifty.
Thrifty. Yeah. Michael Penix ain't a Saks Fifth Avenue guy. He more J.C. Penney.
Oh, okay.
Well, remember, he was getting a hot dog at Walmart or Costco when he found out he was getting a start, which is kind of cool.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's frugal, man. Yeah. He going to make sure he save a buck, which I appreciate. But, you know, no knock on J.C. Penney, by the way, for all our J.C. Penney listeners out there. But, you know, Saks Fifth and J.C. a little two different areas. You know, Mike, he can go to Saks. You know he got the bread to do so, but he just chooses to go to JCPenney. Or back in the day, I know my aunt used to like shopping at Cato while our older listeners on there. You remember the store Cato?
Yes.
Yeah. Shouts out to Cato, by the way. I know they closed down years ago.
Yeah, B-Max, he's too young for Zares down in Florida where I got my first bike. All right, man. B-Max with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. The way the team is configured, obviously the focus on the defense, they did add a guy that was a record breaker as far as wide receivers, undrafted free agent, Nick Nash, kind of cool. So maybe we get a slot guy. But you think Pitts evolves this year in this offense with Penix?
He has to. He has to. And the thing that I anticipate seeing from from Kyle Pitts, number one, he has to have a clean slate of health, right? That's been an issue with him. The inability to stay on the football field, being healthy. Number two, we're already hearing, you know, the coaches offensively saying they are expecting big things from Kyle Pitts. So with that being told to all of us, they're going to try to feature him in the passing game. They're going to give him one more last opportunity to show his worth here in Atlanta. And if you're Kyle Pitts, you know you got to deliver. You were a former top 10 pick at the tight end position. And when he was drafted at that position, he came into the league with more hype, more anticipation than what we saw from Brock Bowers. Think about it. When you look at what Kyle Pitts did at Florida, now he didn't have the collegiate career at Florida like Brock did at Georgia.
Right.
But what he did during the pre-draft process, running that fast 40, the athleticism. I mean, he came into the league like the next great one. And clearly he hasn't delivered to that level yet. So I'm hoping Kyle can stay healthy first and foremost. But it's time to live up to the potential, guys, because he's one of the more athletic presence at the tight end position that we have in the National Football League. Unfortunately, we just haven't seen that maturate like we thought it would be. And especially if he can do what he needs to do, just think about how much better Michael Penix can be if you got reliable tight end production to rely on.
All right, don't think you're going to get out of here and not get asked this question. What you think? What's going on? You already know. What do you think going on with these Steelers, man? What's going on with the Steelers?
Man, they broke my heart, man. Man, listen, man, they broke my heart, man. George was my guy. Now, I understand George had some other things going on off the field that we heard about. But for me, the most confusing part, guys, is the timing of that move. Like, and we're hearing that they were willing to trade. They wanted to trade George Pickens. So if that's the case, why don't you trade him before the draft so whatever pick you can get in return could actually help the team this year? But instead, you do it, and now the pick you won't even see any benefits from the pick in 2025. So that was the most confusing thing for me. But you know, clearly Mike Tomlin, they have a plan in place, and we got to see how it actually works out.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's a long history of troubled wide receivers. And as I said on Twitter, what could possibly go wrong with an immature wide receiver down in Dallas? You know, seeing what CeeDee Lamb is making. I'm not sure if it was going to play with Metcalf, but yeah, I just don't know. I mean, how Arthur Smith pivots, what kind of guys they're going to bring into camp to try to, you know, beef up that wide receiver room. It's a little weird. But now, hey, you know what? Maybe, Brian, the light goes on for Pickens and realizes these guys, they quit on me because they figure I got to get my head on straight. And finally he does.
Exactly. And I said that maybe this actually could become a good thing for George Pickens because you need to mature. You know, when he got drafted, there were some issues concerning his behavior while he was at UGA, right? He got drafted in the second round, even though he was a first-round talent because of the injury and also the behavior concerns. And he went to Pittsburgh, and some of those things followed him where they did tolerate the extra, but they got tired of seeing the extra week in and week out, so they made him expendable. So now George, he's fortunate. Number one, he got drafted to another storied organization where he's going to be in the spotlight. That's the first thing. Number two, he got drafted actually in a better quarterback situation than his current spot, his past spot in Pittsburgh. So if you're George Pickens, you couldn't ask for another a better second opportunity than what he currently is about to embark in. And he's playing alongside another all
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Pro and all pro in CD Lamb. So this has to open his eyes, and if it does, this can actually change the trajectory of the Dallas Cowboys, especially offensively.
Great stuff, Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion. Hey, great work, B. Seriously, with Michael Penix Jr. If you've not seen it, we reposted it. It's out there. Find us on social media and follow my man Bryant McFadden. We will talk to you next week, bro.
All right, thank you for having me.
Good stuff. All right, Mike, we got to talk about the Braves last night. They rallied to win. Come back in the 11th inning. My man Drake Baldwin comes up big. They're on the road tonight. Also, Mike Griffith from Dog Nation is going to join us in about 20 minutes to talk about all that dog news that we've been discussing, guys. And also coming up, we'll go around the National Football League. Rookie camp open up today at Flowery Branch. We'll dive into all of that and more.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.